51% of the young kids or the teenagers growing up in a single parent family, and then mom or dad have to take care of the most likely mom, and the women are less appreciated in the job environment and more stressful. That also we have to take into account.
So the everyday personal and professional pressures that a person would face.
Depression is, I call it, is an equal opportunity illness. It affects everybody from higher in the society than the lowest in the society. On the other hand, middle-aged women who are below the poverty level, they have 2.5 times more risk of feeling depressed and more risk of suicide. If you look at the below poverty level, Hispanic women have the highest rate of depression in this country. Next is African-American women. Next is Caucasian women in this country.
Explain how this differs from, say, a midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis is the time when all of a sudden people make a major drastic change, quit their job, take a trip. But that's the time we need to explore if these are women who are suffering from depression. Midlife crisis, the hormonal changes, premenopausal or menopausal stage, more likely to be depressed.
Are women more likely to seek help for depression than men?
Women actually much more likely to seek help. Men actually try to hide or mask their depression. They get involved into other things. When men feel depressed, they take a different day, watch more TV, get into sports or work, get involved into work. Women, they may not express saying that I'm feeling depressed, but they may express in a more of a accepted way in United States, like that I have pain or I have a pain in the stomach or a headache, go to a family practice physician.
But indicating there's a problem some way that might lead later to a diagnosis of depression.
They express it more of a somatic way. So then in a family practice physicians, they are going to start on a antidepressant medication without evaluating in details how severe is depression, how much potential there will be a risk of suicide.
What signs then should we be looking for?
Severe depressed mood, feeling down in the dump, severe anxiety, panic symptoms, loss of interest in all usual activities, things that they used to enjoy before is no longer fun anymore. Loss of taking care of self, taking care of the family, deterioration in the job setting, decreased sleep, or increased sleep, decrease or increased appetite.
So awareness then about depression across society overall is extremely important.
Yes, sir. 35% of the patients with severe depression or severe mental illness never get to a psychiatrist or any mental health professional because the stigma behind mental illness is still there in our country. We need to educate the community, then people would be more come forward. Depression is treatable, suicide is preventable.
Dr. Imam, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much, sir. Yeah.